The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first off this morning, Road Safety Campaign has a call for Garda access to real-time drivers' information at checkpoints. I find it fascinating that they don't have it, but apparently they don't. Apparently Garda can access the Irish Motor Insurance database for drivers' insurance policies, but the database doesn't have real-time capacity, which means that Garda can't check for disqualification and that kind of thing. Mark O'Mara is the president of the Garda Representative Association. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm slightly flabbergasted by this because I thought in the 21st century, when I can look up literally anything on the internet, that the guards would have access to what would be described as important information for them.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, Jonathan, there's some fantastic developments for ourselves and for our members, frontline policing. You know, where now they come and they stop vehicles at checkpoints or routine stops of vehicles and drivers. And that mobility device, which has been issued to in excess of 10,000 of our members, and I believe that could be slightly more than that, you know, but that's the most recent figure that I have at hand. That device now allows them, and is described and emphasised by our members as an absolute game changer for them, allows access to live and active disqualifications of drivers. You know, true disqualifications, for example, that would have been imposed through the courts or indeed by the accumulation of penalty points through repeated offences by drivers. Other information available to them now would be real-time information on the insurance policies that you have described, that now will, you know, give information on the policy holder and name drivers and indeed the vehicle. So, you know, that is a huge advancement for our members.
So they are going to have access to all of this, but they didn't have access to it now. Is that it, Mark?
Yeah, the information that's live to them now is something that, as I say, it's a complete game changer to them. I mean, if you think before, I may have had to stop you for on side of the road and make a demand, physical demand for a driving license or an insurance policy. And then 10 days later, which was the time limit allowed, you produced it. You were very much dependent on detecting whether or not the person producing the insurance policy or the driving license was the same person you stopped 10 days beforehand in some other parts of the country. Whereas now this is completely live information, and therefore, you know, you can see whether or not the person you stopped is in fact in possession of a full driving license or whether they have just a learner permit.
Yeah.
Well, so it makes a huge difference.
What in fact, they need to do some administrative technological changes, as I said, that need to be made to the database for it to happen. Are you aware that those changes have been made?
I believe that there's some of those changes still in hand. I'm not completely sure of the, you know, the extent of it, but I know that from a practical application by our members at the moment, they're most certainly extremely happy with the mobility device and what it can do for them. I mean, for example, even for fixed charge penalty notices that before they would have had to go back in after making demands and take details back into the station, tying them up, you know, generating fixed penalty notices. Now it's done on this mobility app for them, and it just streamlines it, and it keeps the members out on the street and improves, amongst other things, a more visible police presence. Mm. Now, so again, we would welcome it.
The challenge, of course, is you have to have guard the checkpoints for this to be viable. One of the biggest challenges that people have in the guards is that not enough resources. I know in my own city of Cork, there are amalgamations happening, which I'm going to come back to right now, in certain districts because there's not enough guards to go around. So it's great having the technology, but if you don't have the guards to enforce it, there's not much point to it.
Look, I suppose, Jonathan, that's always been one of our main concerns and what we have voiced mostly, you know, recruitment and retention and the availability of resources to support our members. So, yes, you know, with the new implementation of the Operation Police model, that does cause us concern in relation to the resource that we have available to us.
Because I'd love to find out from listeners right now, when was the last time you were stopped at a guard the checkpoint? Because if we go back to COVID, when your colleagues were made stand around asking people where they were going, we got used to guard the checkpoints, but that was a little bit dystopian compared to what you were supposed to be doing. I can think of one that I've been stopped at so far this year, and it was a good one. They checked the tyres, they checked the tax and insurance, the whole thing. But they are more in the unusual than the regular.
I suppose a lot of that would be operational. It's difficult for me to comment on that. I suppose one of our other concerns to perhaps feed into what you're saying is that we would welcome the allocation of members on Garda Síochána who have applied for panels of traffic corps or, you know, the Garda National Roads Policing Unit, which, you know, that would assist in, you know, members of the public and drivers alike seeing checkpoints and the Garda presence on the street. So, yeah, I mean, it is down to resources, of course it is, and that is our concern. And I suppose
the traffic corps has been massively depleted, Mark, and that is one of the challenges in enforcing the road, the rules of the road. I mean, I know we've changed the speed limits, and that's been kind of I don't know how effective that has been, but, you know, if we don't have traffic corps members and everywhere, they're down, what, 30-40% in the numbers that should have been there maybe 10 years ago.
They are. There's a significant depletion of the traffic corps members. And you know, there's natural transfers and promotions and retirements and resignations and so on. And it is the, I suppose, the backfilling, if you like, of those positions that's needed. And it is something that does cause us great concern. But we know that there have been interviews and panels held, and only small numbers have been allocated. I know there's a further commitment that was committed to last year by the commissioner, and this year I believe there's a further commitment, but the numbers that were allocated, we believe it needs to be revised and needs to be more members who were successful on those panels allocated, and allocated quickly rather than in the long term.
A couple of texts that have come in relation to this, Mark. First of all, this tech is decades old. It's embarrassing to hear the words game changing when speaking the most basic of information. It's shocking. Another listener says, digitize, I can't listen. It's like going back in time. But yeah, I think these are people probably working in the private sector or possibly in the public sector as well. I mean, your members have had to deal with unbelievable gaps in technology that are only now been slightly filled.
I mean, I agree, Jonathan, and I agree with the people who have texted and called in. And again, it is something that we have long called for. And I know perhaps some of your listeners think that it's an embarrassment, but for us, it is that game changer, because it brings us into a process and a practice where it brings us up to date. It brings us somewhat up to date. And the bureaucratic and complicated and slow process that our members have long been disgruntled about, this is just one of the small steps, you know, to further proper and effective policing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that, and I understand some of the texters, but for our members, it is a positive move, but it is a small step, and much more needs to be done.
Absolutely. And I just happened to pass by the CCJ, the Courts of Criminal Justice, in Dublin yesterday. The amount of Garda cars that were parked in and around that area, legally, for the record, but it just struck me, it's the same when I passed the courthouse in Cork, the amount of members of the Garda Síochána who are tied up in court for long periods, and I know they have to be there, and I know it's kind of the reason why we have the guards, but again, there has to be a better way to manage the resource, the precious resource we have of physical guards on the street, than, you know, tying them up, looking up to see whether Jonathan Healy's insurance is valid, or standing around all day for a court case that might not happen. I mean, we're just, I would go as far as to say, Mark, we're not really respecting the guards that we have by making them do stuff that could easily be dealt with by technology.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I agree. I'm quite a few years in the job now, and I would have had throughout my career, as you can imagine, thousands of appearances before courts, and it can be a slow and burdensome, passing of our time, use of our time and process. Absolutely, but there is also, we have to accept, I suppose, the value of our members being able to go into court and give evidence and prosecute cases. And that is part of the judicial system. But yes, there is many occasions where members would spend unnecessary, we believe, I personally believe, unnecessary periods of time in a court that they could be out and being far more productive and actually not tied up in a bureaucratic system. So I believe that the Minister for Justice had made some reference to perhaps changing that and moving things forward. We have to see it, or being consulted and negotiated in relation to it. But if there was any advances in that would free up our members from really long periods of unwarranted time in court, we welcome that.
Another text that says, I've been stopped four times this year, breathalyzed twice during those stops. So they do exist. That's good. That's good that it's out there. I have to say, 48 years of age, I've been driving 28 years, never breathalyzed once. I'm kind of waiting for the opportunity now at this stage to say at least I've done it at some point. I drive in Waterford and Kilkenny every day. I haven't been stopped by a guard since COVID checkpoints, says someone else. Here's an interesting one from someone who's listening. I am a member of the Vancouver PD. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. Our cars are our offices. Ireland is 30 years behind. I always found that fascinating when you look at American shows, even from the 90s, they had these big, massive dashboard computers and we had a siren on our car, the cars. I know there's a lot more tech built in nowadays, but we are kind of definitely behind the curve. Just before we finish up, Mark, a little bit parochial here, but I did read the other day about the amalgamation of Garda units between Carrigaline and Douglas in Cork and Bishopstown and Ballincollig in Cork. I think it's just unbelievable that this is happening. If it happened in Dublin, where you had major areas where you were told, actually, no, we're going to have to put those cars together because we don't have enough guards to go around, there'd be murder. But it's very much symptomatic of, you know, a lot of Gardaí needed in Dublin and not being sent to replace those who are retiring in other parts of the country.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, we would have huge concerns. Part of the Operation Police model and the expansion of the divisions would have been that the proper resourcing of that, and we are far below the required number to do that. And that is something that, again, we are very vocal on. And it does affect, we believe, the ability to provide that community policing that is not only enjoyed by the public and by members alike, but is envied across the world. And it's something that we really need to go back to. And, you know, to have, as you say, expanded divisions and regions and try and have small group of guards during a shift cover an expansive area, that is going to affect policing generally. That would be our concern. And I think the public are aware of that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a gorgeous charter because you can chance your arm knowing there's so few guards actually on duty. Mark O'Mara, President of the Garda Representative Association, thanks for that. The Garda finally been given the opportunity to join the 21st century by the sounds of it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.